What's good, everyone? This is your host, Deanna Radulescu, Late Free Podcast. I'm here at a very special event to Tony P's Women's Empowerment Network event at the Civic Opera House in Chicago. I've got a very special guest starting out with me. Just wait, though. We've got a lot coming your way. My first guest is Jen. Answer your last name.
It's Bagaiski.
Bagaiski. Jen, you specialize in something very important, specifically for women. Can you please introduce yourself to the audience and tell them a little bit about what you do?
So my name is Jen Bagaiski, and I am a leadership and sexuality coach. So a lot of what I do is really teaching women how to get out of their heads and into their bodies and really love the fullest expression of who they are.
And why is that important?
Well, it's important because I really feel it's a part of us that has been suppressed through patriarchy, society, culture, religion. We have held a piece of ourselves back, and I believe in my core that it's one of the things that stops us from really claiming the fullest expression of who we are.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a big believer in like owning your sexuality. It's like I'm not shy about it, and I feel like women need to feel empowered at that because we've been given this gift of being beautiful and woman and being able to embrace that. That's a very powerful prophecy for me.
Absolutely. I think what's a shame is that we've been taught not to focus on our beauty. Yes. We've been taught to focus on being intelligent, to get food through our wants, to be more like a man, and to not embrace the beautiful, sensual, feminine bodies that we're here to bring in.
And that is a label right there. We're taught to live like a man and not fully embrace the woman that we are. So when someone wants to work with you, what is that with that for you?
So I do one-on-one coaching, I do group coaching, and I also do the trans.
Excellent. And what would be your path of dietar? Someone that would be looking for something like you, what do they look under?
So it's a woman who's really thinks that something is missing in her life, but can't really claim or define what's missing.
Yeah.
But there's like this gap, there's this hole. And it's really about teaching women how to find that aliveness and connection in them, as opposed to outside.
Aliveness, feeling vital, feeling that your divine feminine, the power, right? Jen, where can people find to connect with and learn more with you?
Yep, absolutely. So you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn.
What are the handles?
Yes. So Facebook is, my personal page is Jennifer Clark Bagaiski, but my business is called The Freedom Keys.
Okay, perfect.
So you can find that on any of those social platforms.
And your website
is thefreedomkeys.com.
Perfect. Jen, thank you so much for working with women and how I am for really helping the animal. It's sexuality divide. And that I didn't help him. I
also have a podcast.
Oh, you do?
I almost forgot to mention that. It's called The Sensual Feminine Life.
I love that. That's awesome. Okay, I can institute that. So you guys, don't forget, don't click the links. Go check her out. Don't follow her if you're interested in learning more. We'll listen to her podcast. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
My name is Amber Furkey, and I am 24 years old. I do business coaching and consulting. So I work with a lot of small entrepreneurs and businesses to help them grow their personal awareness on social media and to monetize our social media through organic marketing, high ticket sales, and all that fun stuff. Before I got into business coaching and consulting, I was a fitness coach. And from that transition, I wrote a book that hit bestseller. And then I got into business coaching. That's helping. Thank you. And then now I also host women events for women entrepreneurs and leaders who want to get into entrepreneurship. So I do a bunch of speaking.
I love it. I love that you are at this place in your life, and some people, I would say you're pretty young, but doing all these very incredible things. What do you say to someone that may be like, thinking like, wow, she's 23 and she's doing all this, and she's coaching it. Like, they were like, well, maybe she doesn't have any of the scariest helping. What do you say to those naysayers?
Yeah, I get that all the time.
I bet.
So I started my fitness coaching business around 17, 18 years old, really, really young. And that ranged to six figures at a very young age at a very quick amount of time. And so that's kind of my leverage that I use. And I began with helping fitness businesses, like studios, gyms, other fitness trainers. And then from there, I went to other industries. Yeah, let's do race for you. I grew up in the social media age. Like, that is my generation. We know what we're doing in tech, you know? Yeah. So I kind of need some leverage.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that is a very powerful tool that a lot of don't know how to use it. So I've met a lot of other guys in the show that have that their business is around social media. They don't have a website. See, it's there, and that's it. And it's just like, that is very, very like impressive that you're able to do that at such a young age, because it takes a lot of work to do that on social media. I don't care what anybody says. It takes a lot.
You're right. It does.
So that's amazing. Well, where can you, if someone wants to work with you, where can they find you, connect with you, and learn more?
Yeah, social media. My top platform is Instagram that I use. It's just Amber Faruqi, my name.
Okay.
Yeah, Amber Faruqi on all my.
Cool. And who is your like ideal like avatar/client?
Yeah, I really enjoy working with women who are in their 20s just because I can relate to them.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, I don't only work with women in their 20s, so that's why I really enjoy working with them because I can relate to them a lot more. But anyone in the service providing industry, anyone who has high ticket programs as well, I can help them very, very well because I do that.
Very fun. And what's the name of your book?
Finding You, a Guide to Hanging Here About the Bees. Yeah, I was thinking.
All right, Amber, thank you so much for being a guest today, stopping by. We look forward to seeing more of you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You up with me. Right now, I've got Virginia Rose, the True Gear Consulting. She's also one of the people that has orchestrated this in the Audible Back Airs, or in the Audubon area at the Civic Opera House. Perdue, can you please introduce yourself to the audience and tell me the one of what you do?
Sure, Deanna, and thank you so much for having me on my Moultrie podcast. I just want to first say that every single day I met you, for seeing up to how all this goodness are, that it's my honor to be on the podcast. My name is Jude Rose. I am the host and a moderator tonight here in Chicago, and my background is as a cinematic photographer and a model. My inspiration really comes from writing and bringing people together and doing podcasts and just being kind of like Princess Diana, like the heart of the people. Like, she always inspired me to live, you know, over girl. Like, got art and give people your heart, to show people your heart. And this, I was a beef guy, are you?
Absolutely. It was a very, like, empowering event. There's a lot of great ideas we get to, like, a lot of incredible work with online area that are entrepreneurs that are in the business, that are curious to help one another. But we want to hear more about choosing to teach you what you did with Chelsea.
Yeah, Dave. Okay. So I started Chelsea Consulting 8 months ago. When I first landed back in Chicago. And Chelsea Consulting is a career coaching and setting company where I specialize in helping people with their mindset. Divers to models can walk on the runway. I want to follow their dreams and dash with their stars, and I want to make that happen. It's inside then when I just give the encouragement and show them to, you know, believe in themselves and put an action plan together, do deep dives. What are their goals and how are we going to get there? Does that require, you know, a more healthy lifestyle? Do they need to change their eating habits? Do they, you know, body positivity, if that's something they're struggling with, how are we going to overcome that so that whenever they walk into a room with a designer that they're not fidgety and they're confident with their bodies? So, yeah, so sort of, you know.
I love it. That's a very tough industry to help guide and coach those people in the industry because they're up against so much.
I know. Well, with the background, so I started as a model at 2 years old, and I was an aviation artist. So I feel like, I don't want to say they did all, like I did all the hard stuff, but I went through it hardcore without a consultant or a coach. So now I get to help them make it a little easier. I get to make it a little faster for them. I do vocal coaching too. And my mom's a music teacher. And, you know, I think I saw someone on Instagram that said, if even one person is rooting for you, it helps you have self-belief. So even if it's only me, maybe their parents wanted them to be a doctor and they really just want to be like J-Lo and be a backup dancer and then look at where she is now, right? So I think when you just have one person that is being your cheerleader, it helps you achieve the goals because it changes your mindset and your friendships.
But not only a cheerleader, but an advocate too, because that is a very, very sketchy business.
Absolutely. So I also teach safety. I've done safety workshops since 2015. I am definitely a humanitarian and an activist against, human trafficking. And also, I'm very passionate about helping domestic violence survivors. I'm a domestic violence survivor, and that is bullying and, abuse is just something I will not tolerate. And so a lot of people that come to me, they have low self-esteem because of what they went through, and they were programmed to think that they're not good enough to achieve their dreams. And I bought that out, you know.
Yes, I know you do. We're going to have part two on that, but can you please let people know where they can find you, connect with you, and learn more?
Of course. Please follow me on Instagram, Choose You Consulting, and that's just like it said. It's spelled out. No spaces or underscores or anything. My name's Virginia Rose, so I'm everywhere. I have a website, Virginia Rose Fine Art, where you can see some of my artwork. Oh, some of my fine art photography, right? Photo journey. So that's the best way to reach me. I look forward to DM me, message me, and I love your support. Even if you're not an actor or model, you're just a woman or a man that needs support. I'm not a licensed counselor or therapist, but I'm a licensed cheerleader.
I'll put that disclaimer right there real quick. Virginia, thank you so much for sharing what you do and what you're all about. We love you and thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
My next guest is Linda. She helps with legal services.
Right.
So Linda, will you please introduce yourself to the audience and tell them a little bit about what you do?
Awesome. Hi, my name is Linda Lamb, and what I do is I sell a service that makes legal services very affordable. I focus on how very small business owners and legalists in general to save money on their legal services, which they all know they need.
Well, right. Now, someone that has a lot of experience dealing with legal issues and being litigious in the past, like having access to the legal services now, is it before the back?
Or is it very affordable? And if all our bonds, I think that's how it's the individual line when, robust, and we're going to be $60 an hour.
And then what does that come
from? Back, you know, I'm going to make you a nice attention. That I really do. They put up an issue with a real collection. You have a law firm and they call my beer boss and deliver on this. Also based on insurance law.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, they don't show it.
That's expensive.
Can you give us an example of someone that has signed up your service and had been using hot enough?
Well, if we have, first off, if they have a supplier that's not, then that we're giving them what they fall to deal with, they are taking event, must go right through the talk to the law firm to get advice, write a letter, a demand letter, or whatever it is to make it right, and they don't get a bill right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's true, though.
Only they can buy, but they're assisted for hot, and then they're, so you'll see if home can all
share.
When I jump
in, it's that is a huge value with that.
I feel.
And that could leave up anyone, right?
Maybe for any dog. Right, business, it'll even be here like Richard. Yeah. They court, you know, it's like they bought lands from the now. I worked here with my dip up and bring out it. Learn, they could call me at 847 499 0 and my website is lindacityland.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Linda, for coming today. It was great to hear from you and what you do. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is Renata Lay, but she is a stylist here in the Chicagoland area. So, Renata, can you please introduce yourself to the audience for number one about what you do?
Well, hello, loves. My name is Netta Land. I'm your white class being out late of Chicago. I am very passionate about providing style and spirituality to radiate for any
type like that. Oh, I like that spirituality. What does that mean?
I like that. And that I find that a lot of the relating to spirituality is good for them, but for me, and personal mind, what they're doing their inner work, I'm actually witnessing who they are and identifying who serious special beliefs. I believe in God, and I find that the energy that we carry is what matters most. We can put on all the beef and pain for the work we say. I don't just feel great as it ends. I would never feel a color for it. It's usually me. So that's the I work on, I do white flag. It's within the inner work. We do the heal of the cleansing of the space is something that I find is most important. And more, let's add that into the hospice heat that does. He has to brew the clutter.
Yeah.
And the problem, and that is like we do the work with the patients of what you know, and that's one of the
things. Oh, yes. Well, you're speaking about language. So like that is a very important journey that Cali need to go on because they have to start. So good for you for us. I'm helping people like get into that, so like get on that foot. But that's got to be like pretty challenging, especially every time you have clothes and women dealing with them. So you're out that body. What is that wheel like?
it's pretty tough stuff when it comes to the air work, because that's what people hide from. So I find that I do so many of my clients accountable.
Yes.
And one of my favorite things that people say after working with me is that I help them release what they just didn't let go of years. So those pieces in your closet that you're like, I don't know how to style it, but I can't let it go. Or, you know, those old ratty t-shirts from, like, high school or whatever, the arena games and whatever else.
And, you know, right there into a blanket.
And I can say, well, they're also a seamstress, so sometimes I'll go in there and the piece of mesh here, I don't want to let go, but I'll work here for it, or I give it a new body to shop back. So I find that the creative eye that I have, I get to help them reimagine what they are in it. And so it makes things a lot more smart.
For sure.
A lot of times we run away from things that are cut into it. Oh, I don't have time to work. And I work with busy, successful limiters. I'm like, they're either coaches or high level creatives. They all 7 or 8+ figures, and they have an easier time just, you know, putting everybody ahead of their food.
Me, oh, yeah.
But,
oh, and
you know, work anyway. I'm not going to let you run away to any hot slip. I'll make it a lot more on you for you than you can show up for yourself.
All right, it's Ida. I really think if she's fabulous.
Then where can you do the wild out in that
field? So there are 5 wild things.
My business page on Instagram is NettaLynn.PositingClean. So that is NettaLynn.PositingClean on Instagram.
Love it. You guys, if you connect with her, want to learn more how to transfer in that closet and get your styling powder to like truly hit. Don't hesitate to go on top of your pack of beer and Oliver.
And yes, I, you know, so yeah, they want a kind of a less so the enemy, and it's very difficult.
Not the hat and gear with the little side for how we full isotopes.
What's good, everyone? This is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. So I'm very much into my vitality, my health and wellness, fitness, all those things. So I love the telehealth concierge services. I'm not sure if you're familiar with those, but there's an online telehealth resource to help you with your health and wellness, sexual health, weight loss, peptides, what have you. And I really enjoyed the last therapy I did with them. This time I'm doing weight loss, you guys, because I've been a little bit slowing down here at this age, and I'm looking for something to boost that metabolism. I highly recommend Valhalla Vitality. I have a discount code for you, Deanna15, and I will have the link in the description below for you to go sign up. Check them out. Get your appointment scheduled. You'll have a meeting with a great telehealth doctor, supervisor, consultant that will walk you through what it is that you're looking for to improve in your vitality. Again, this is Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast, and I'm here to endorse Valhalla Vitality.
Hey guys, and I'm back here at Tony P's at your Civic Opera House with another special guest. Her name is Alexandria, and she is in real estate. Alexandria, beautiful name, by the way. Can you please tell the audience a little bit about what you do?
The real estate is still y'all.
So I am a realtor. Not only am I a realtor, I own my own company, Forward Realty, Always Move Forward. It's a black-owned, woman-owned company. I focus on residential right now, but I'm also trying to build my team. And so if anybody wants to become a realtor,
I met with me. So, oh, I love it. I love it. And what do you love about being a realtor that's about it?
So, one, I'm Chicago, Illinois, and Georgia.
Oh, like Chicago.
Okay. So, what I love about it is you help people going well in real estate, right? That's one of the ways, even if you don't go to school, I don't discriminate. That's a way of building wealth. So that's what I love about it. And I love the education of it all. So that's what I do. I educate my people, like whoever, and not people with anybody as a being person is my people. My community is everybody. It's about spirit for me and energy. So I'm just here to connect with them and let them know the good, the bad, the ugly. I'm a very honest realtor. If you need stuff to be shared with it, that's what comes to mind.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. Keeping it real.
Yeah.
And here's someone that's never gone through that process before. The way how the family entered it, like going to financing them, can you help them?
Oh, I have people. I have a whole team. So, yes, I actually prefer they come with me come to me and then I will connect them with like people that I chose to work with that are very finicky about not only my clients, but also who my team is. If you don't answer your phone, it's not the problem. If I don't accept that, I'm not with work to do. Because a lot of stuff happens and I need people to be able to be ready for that. Be ready for anything.
That's it. I love that. Out there, you can sell the audience. I'm ready with you. Put the audience in and listen about it. I'm
proud of it. So, I'm on Forward Realty on Instagram. It's Forward_Realty, Forward underscore Realty, RealtyAlty. And out there, you want to know her. It's 773-370-5562. And if you Google Forward Realty Real Estate, Forward Realty Real Estate Chicago.
I love it. So if you are in Georgia for Chicago and Baltimore area, Deanna State to recite this to the theater woman and let her help you in more real estate journey and finding your own, like finding the right place for you. Yeah. Thank you so much, Amy. Thank you. Ellen, thank you. All what you do, and it's a shame.
Thank you, Ellen.
One of the big artists I've found for the non-incredible guest I've got Ashley here. He's a makeup artist, and she's also starting on her business here in the Scarlett area. Ashley, can you please introduce yourself to the audience and tell them a little bit about what you do?
My name is Ashley MJ. I'm from Chicago and I work on models. I've been doing makeup for 5 years. First time I make with artists is Ryan. I do the message twists, I do fashion shows, anything you name it, I'm there. And I'm like your favorite wing. This is makeup artist, so I love it. We sold invested outside and we sold everything in the island skin. So I just lost those digital pen between them.
Well, I mean, look at her. Look how beautiful she is. Her rock was gathered, but very stylish. Like, I don't know. I would think we'd get it wrong.
Wait, you didn't answer that, be like starting her own business.
Close on that. So, I've been into media for so long, and she asked about what digital marketing has measured. Okay, I thought this was IT actually added to it. So, I've been tapping into the week out on my long distance, but actually, I said it more than immediately. They will find a way to learn how to actually sign them or see that recording up. What is it that they're actually talking about? No, it's actually a Wednesday. All things I'm going to export a new thing. Well, they need to make sure that when you sign someone, that you're actually there every day and sign a shit. So, it's nothing out. So, within that, I was like 4 minutes. I actually finished that mold before I was in the certified a little delivery. It just made me feel so many things. It's not at me. I can actually, oh, not just release after that album by myself. But just the knowledge of it, just I can give some other. I'm sorry.
You just made me smile really big. Kim Pikeout, I love that. That was awesome. While digital marketing is very important, folks, right? Our whole world revolves around digital marketing, media, and all that.
People know those things.
So, why is it important for some people to want to work with you in that digital marketing
skills? Because when you think of one spot that was rich, that one here.
Well,
so I actually kind of basically say that, and if they're comfortable with technology and just the 6 things go like, content is everything, especially with the business. How to actually make sure that media feeds that things, not understand what you're doing, but who you are, and it's her sleeping breaking. So, like, with the amount of deals try to do, right? And every girl wants to trust it. But when you go and buy it by us, there is a longer, if the business just sold something, it's like, okay, what is she doing? And how is that going to make all the things in that part? Do you want to assist it? No, and if we like, the part is like, how good do you do it? Oh, I love making sure I love how you look right. So I just try to make sure that we get the basics plus on the finance. Even the higher part of needed reads on the inside.
I love that. Where can people find you, connect you, or more? What's that about it?
So you can find me on Instagram as Twice MJ, which will basically like the name of what there's me. So it's CWASM.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ashley, Ms. Grace, and PTO, what we do.
You're beautiful, very important to see the right here.
Thank you so much, and I will be honest.
Hey guys, I'm back with another beautiful guest. Thank you for bright, beautiful red hair. Oh my god, her name is Sandra, and she's joining me here at Teddy B's, a sitting pipe boss. David, can you please introduce yourself to the audience?
Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone. My name is Sandra, and I am the veggie consultant boss. So I deal with anything advanced to service, family, health care, doing your budget, and life insurance, retirement, estate planning, and if you need to buy it, always compare it for the children and mother, and make sure you take care of your affairs.
Why is that such an issue? So I feel like people are scared about any trick in thought, right? And that's a very taboo subject since a lot of work. So why is it important to deal with everything that along at
that with some deal?
feeling?
Well, it's very important to handle that now. We never know what we are turned to, right? Tomorrow was never about for it. And we definitely have to have that ready. And is it really fair for your loved ones to have to deal with it, and later on?
Yeah.
I feel that we owe it to our loved ones to have that taken care of and let them mourn in peace if that's what needs to be that, right?
Weren't you always kind of,
and we also got to prepare for retirement.
Yeah.
I don't want to do in third party. You don't know you work in third
party? I don't.
So why not prepare now when we're young and ugly, or then tomorrow?
How crazy is that mending that it's started off here in the process?
It's very easy. And we bring an invitation and come talk to a member. Being that it's super tough to need fun to mess up for gold, then find out what your options are. Because there's many options out there. You really start out with something and then that will be that. What you're in, we bought anything you structured to your morning off. It's not the same. I think blue parents for me, for anybody, but you're right. It's very limited out.
So, you know, do you have these opportunities and advice that then come to work?
Okay, so I have a Facebook in hand with my name fan. So, it will run above the average year too. Please over find me the ad Red Love and be run by on our website is www.redwell.mgmt.com as well. The browser, they'll get the email, but they will submit to me. But the Red Well, what I mean, can be done on my day at my website.
You support that site. Well, Red Well, we're coming here. Beautiful.
So if you perhaps did, or you want to learn more about the finance of LD, if you're on the trends and see the things. So, everything and good. So this is that about that.
Yeah. This is the age where what's the use and the worst it, but what was that worst? So why is
the lot we had called me?
And so, she's turning in the city with him every evening to see about Bernadette. Angel, for I love the love us, everybody that's listening and watching, they know all about me and all my boys, they were talking about why are they so funny to me?
Yeah.
Because I grew up in Chicago, like the area, all the devils, and there was a bit of awkward. I know I can meet from that first year, so I know not to be the center of the world. So I just love things so high and happy with it, and I'm with a lot of fear, so we can ease.
What about the business?
Mark's about tapping into every other job to your shop. See, from your wood to your crown, you're rooted, are you grounded? Your sun will, are you balanced by your solar, are you all installing a beat? And all that connection to your heart, or to your passion. And not only that, but our passion, I think, communicating with our greenest. Case to and not our chakra. Well, since our third up, all the kids in the leadership, quarter nine, she won words of our name.
I'm all about it, but I'm all about this idea. She's very about like that higher consciousness and depth into the life that I have a deeper value, so I love it. And what does it look like for somebody who wants to work well?
They're really, come to us that something needs to change, and I'm ready for the next level, and I know it's going to be a process, but that's going to need to work.
Yeah, that is. Their health could be my big
order. MagicalDragons.net is my website. We keep online booking or Instagram per_MagicalDragon.
Oh my God, I love that. Magical Dragon, yes. Okay. Angel, it was great to connect with you today. Lovely to do it. I want to see you.
Thank you.
Guys, I have got a very special guest in doing tonight. Along with all the other ones, but she's very special to me. We've all heard of Doug. She was on the portal tonight at Tears the Road. This is Lisa Blackwood with Rye, which is also an expert in building harmony. Lisa, eat your birthday rice today.
I'll eat it better than me.
Come and tell us a little bit about five and what you do and anything. Tell us about building your network tree.
Can you help? So first off, about his others of them here. That would be any play ours, like always ours, and they're going to make us some action for finding or what are they doing?
We're
sitting able to step these 2 cows, get out of them, speak for what themselves up the path of beating, learning stuff out tonight. Tell them what they hear, we have their face gets shaved, is their mind come out, they do something in front of them.
Yeah.
That's what to be able to see. I mean, yes, and you will be the way that therapist that's being noised and happening at while hiring.
Yeah.
you have to really kind of take it off the tip card bottom and then that window's there. And they got it on it.
That's what I'm counting these right here.
Okay, on you. Now, what do you do with the black?
So, I'm going to scribe. I have towel as you see. And then it would be simulating the hair of the ulterior about the, my flip tag. Don't get it organized.
He might, what I mean by that is back to that, like, what do you do with that bag of business? It was sitting, you book a definite.
Is that the great example? I think about the nature. It does feed up in air and machine. He comes to the middle of winter when you're free, and he becomes an off. He does. Your wife, so we're on later. He mirrors these, but then as a bit starting to act, he needs to remember to say it's time to follow that shack or air finish study. We'll get a little bit of a feel down, but people know like the trolls that they picked up. So reach your out to them. We ask them to rekindle that the way was there with them, and I'm not ready to go. All were us together. And you have to sign the body side. I'm going to complicate it tonight. It's about the. Oh, and I get all my business, but this is the only anniversary that I'm starting. I mean, man, I know it's this hot. I thought that is an open phrase. But when even my Ava's father, I know 30 years ago, I probably looked at her some time here. He looked it up. Yeah, I looked it up. And when you got enough questions, you gotta have to get those actual things.
I feel it. I love it. So, the people want to come back to food and learn more about you, your MSA called Bo. I'm
very good with it. And the same, I'll look at that. Isn't that
good? The band moving on, so very specific dining events be taught the ice.
But oh, sure. So, Coffee Star Cotlets is something I started. My fourth event is going to be this Tuesday, March 5th. It's basically an event where open networking or we're going to partner with a different chef each month and with those events. And it's a free event, but our first event, we collected quotes and warm weather gear for the rest of the center. That is nice, Todd is going to be back. And second event, there's a pajamas, sun is everywhere, the dating and bridge, lots of things, get through, at least we'll go in it. Last night, we got the Education Foundation. It's like gift cards, and they help every student in the Niles Township stay in
school. That's a lot, but they're dark.
Gosh, it's me, because I'm in the middle, and I've violated, we see my brows, I've been selecting my men. So I had to drink groceries for 178 of them, but if you're older, they know this still, that you see about the foundation. So next week is Clapping for the Fathers at Sketchbook Brewery, which also is a coffee house. So the coffee does a pop-up on CNN. And the ask is for breakfast items, so deck bake makes, sour and buffalo, and our game meal, cereal, cinnamon. We have other collections.
Or are we both that are organized can just bring money on just show on the network the live.
They add the great sensitivity when you are getting into know the very about the fleeting cheer.
And what is that? Well, you guys, it's the end of the week. Lot of energy. I'll be really squirrels. Don't forget the wizard and squirrels out to me. It's about it. Their website at all. Is that you might be happy. I just need
another of the Tolly Tolly.
Hey guys, and I am wrapping things up here at Tony P's Women's Empowerment Mountain event with the Civic Opera House. I'm here with the one and only Tony P and Greg Sakal, the hosts and founders of this honorable event. And guys, thank you so much for hosting such a wonderful, epic event. Can you please tell the audience a little bit about what you guys embody and what they can expect if they come to the event over there?
Absolutely. It's all about the 3-week Chicago. We love this place. You know, to bring people together, we want to inspire. Get off of the couch, get out, meet and mingle. Chicago has all the resources for them available to anybody, and they have to get out and find out.
Yeah, it's all about making new friends and all the business components from organic. If you have fun, meet new people, make yourself open and available, everything else just falls in your lap. It's that simple.
You're going to have fun. So if you're interested in learning about a Tony P's event, where can they find you guys?
Tony P's Networking Events.com, and then obviously Instagram, Tony P's Networking Events, and then LinkedIn, Tony P's Networking Events. So come follow us.
Facebook, YouTube, Vimeo, we're all over the place. Easy to find us.
You guys, or if you're in the Chicagoland area, or if you're visiting the Chicagoland area, do not hesitate to go check out one of these ads, especially if you're still in a business, an entrepreneur, coach, what have you. This is the place to be. If you do not miss out, then I will have the links in the show notes. So we look forward to welcoming you soon.
And thank you, either way. Awesome job tonight.
Yeah, Dana, thank you so much for supporting us always.
And you're amazing. Thank you.
Of course, you guys are easy to support. We'll see you guys soon.